producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. I would say studios, but there's only one of them. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I was listening to that little scintilla of news about the firearms instructor. I've seen the video, which they cut short right before he gets popped. And all of us have seen these compilation videos on YouTube where people are giving people guns that they know they can't control. And then they think it's funny when... if it's a little girl shooting a pump shotgun for the first time and it knocks her on her butt, they think that's funny. They think it's funny when the girl with the bikini top pulls the trigger on the Desert Eagle 44 Magnum and the recoil bounces it back into her head. That's funny. And now we've got this incident where a shooting instructor... who should have known better. I mean, he was as close to this 9-year-old as he could be because he knew the 9-year-old couldn't control it. And see, I've never meant this to be facetious or anything, but I've always referred to the fully automatic setting as the giggle switch or the chatter switch. And there's one thing that all automatic weapons have in common when they are firing fully automatic, unless they are tripod, bipod, vehicular mounted. They climb. Now, you can mitigate that with, muzzle devices and such, but they climb. Sometimes they go up and left, sometimes they go up and right. If you don't know what you're doing with these things... you shouldn't be picking them up. Whose smoking hot idea was it to get the 9-year-old to fire the weapon on full automatic? Is this part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation? What am I missing? People, and, I see Mark Kelly do this with Gabrielle Giffords. And for the Americans for Responsible Solutions. She can't control a gun anymore. She's lost motor function. She has done a splendid recovery from a horrific wound. But she has lost some motor function in that recovery. And they'll take her, they'll parade her out like a trained, animal onto a range, stick a gun in her hand, let her pull the trigger, watch her arm jump. And then he's snatching the gun out of her hand while it's still pointed downrange. You don't take a newbie and give them a fully automatic weapon. You start them out with a semi-automatic only weapon or a revolver. You let them fire one shot and see what they do with it. If they fire that one shot and that gun jumps all over the place, you sit them down before you give them another hot weapon with a round in it. And you work on their grip. You explain to them how the weight works. You explain to them that leaning in and maybe hunching your shoulders forward a little bit helps. You don't flip it to fully automatic. I'm not going to sit here and say that instructor was idiotic. It was an unwise decision. It was unwise for the parents to put the child in this position in the first place. It was unwise for the shooting range to sanction it. And it was unwise for the instructor to be that close. But he had to be that close because he's supporting her shoulders and her legs and putting a foot behind here and all this other stuff. And if you got to do that, don't let him cheat. It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, I'm sure that the gun controllers are going to pivot on this one and say, see, these weapons aren't even safe in the hands of an instructor. nice try. But, the thing that gets tiring is they only show up when death happens. They're death merchants. They're waving, one phrase I particularly like is waving the bloody shirt. Every time there's a new bloody shirt, they don't mind standing in the blood to wave the bloody shirt. They don't mind tap dancing on the corpses of children, if that's what it takes. All of them. Piers Morgan, the Bradys, the Joshes, the Kelly Gifford Unholy Alliance, all of them, the Bloombergs, the Wattses, they all are death merchants. They only profit when there's death, and the profit they're seeking is that compromise to your rights. And the whole part about gun control that I really don't understand, there's some people that will go along with that. There's some people that will sit back and say, well, of course, if it's for public safety. Flying in the fact of what the actual statistics actually are, not the agenda, not the emotion, real stats, hard crunched data. They'll go along with it. Well, weapons of war do not belong in our streets. Had them all along. We have had them all. The government sells weapons of war. And I'm not talking about to police departments and everything else. We have the government marksmanship program where they will sell you an M1 Garand. That was a weapon of war. That was developed for war. It wasn't a civilian weapon first. Now it's a civilian weapon. Now it's considered by many to be an antique. There are very few guns out there that shoot as good as these things do. And it's shooting, a 308 cartridge, and it's got an 8-round magazine capacity, unless you go with the M1A1, which is magazine-fed. But those are great guns and dangerous guns. And the government sells them. So they're speaking out of both sides of their face. Out of both sides of their face. But those of you that would sit around and say, well, I don't want to see children shot in Target or in the schools or in Chipotle or... Wake up, please. Please, would you? Could you? Does that happen on a regular basis? Crime's down, folks, like it or not. All of you gun grabbers, crime's down. And a large part of that is due to the fact that there's good people walking around with guns, hidden or in plain sight. Whether you like it or not, this works. This works. The M1 Garand was .30-06. Thanks, Sir Jay. Still a big round. But that incident with that instructor and that 9-year-old little girl, I think. It was a little girl, wasn't it? Little girl should never have happened. Should never have happened. You want to take your 9-year-old out shooting? Get him a single shot .22. Let them master that first. And then move up. Nobody starts out shooting as a sprinter. We all got to crawl to begin with. You got to learn the fundamentals. If you're not going to take the time to learn the fundamentals, don't pick them up. And that's for your own safety. That's just reality. More reality. Don't pick them up if you're not going to learn the fundamentals and have a bacon sandwich. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Coming back at you from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432.
You know, I'm talking about all of these organizations that want to grab guns, and here's the thing you got to understand. And Ben Shapiro put it best. I'm read you verbatim something that he wrote. This isn't about preventing another Sandy Hook for the left. It's about political posturing. If they really wanted to be true to its own philosophy, they would simply attempt to repeal the Second Amendment and go for a total British-style gun ban. The vast majority of murders committed with guns in the United States today are committed with handguns. Yet, they insist that they want to leave private handgun ownership in place while targeting so-called assault rifles. That's not an attempt at a solution, even from the left. It's just preening for the cameras while pointing to the bodies of shooting victims. Going after any type of gun is not going to stop crime. Okay? It's not going to stop it. First of all, that genie is out of the bottle. Ask them in Australia. They banned all kinds of guns, rounded them up, melted them, chopped them up, boiled them down, whatever they did with them. From the civilians, but criminals have guns. Go figure. Handguns, proportionately, for the number of firearms murders, which is not 12,000 and it's not 30,000, it's actually about 8,000. Handguns make up about 6,700 of those, maybe 7,000 of those. The vast majority are by handgun. If you really wanted to, based on fact, go after a category of guns to stop crime, wouldn't it be the one that is actually used most often, right? Now, and by the way, I'm not advocating doing that because it's still stupid to do that. And it wouldn't do anything about stopping it. That's why I don't advocate for it. I would go, if the data pointed me in that direction, I would be forced to go that way. But the data doesn't. So, going after assault rifles, based upon the facts we know about which weapons are used and which type of crime, you know, in the United States today, you have a better chance of being beaten to death with an axe handle or a frying pan or hands and fists or being knifed than you do of being shot by any kind of rifle of any sort of long gun period, shotgun, rifle, center fire, rim fire, bolt, semi-automatic, pump, doesn't matter. You've got a better chance of being knifed, beaten to death by hands and feet, or beaten to death with a bludgeon than you do by a rifle. So why go after that one? I'll tell you why. Because what they've done is very carefully they've tried to craft these. And look at the way they refer to them, assault weapons. Now, there are weapons used in assaults, okay? But when the AR-15, when the M-16 platform was designed by Eugene Stoner in the 50s, this was not going to be a weapon that he intended to be used in crime. And in the military, in combat, you're not carrying out assaults. You're carrying out combat operations. Assaults are nothing in the military. You gotta go in there, take the real estate. If they fight back, you gotta kill every one of them. That's not assault. That's combat. But what they did was they decided if we can give these things a name that will, you know, make them a category all their own. Instead of semi-automatic box magazine-fed rifles, if we can make them sound so dangerous, so deadly, so scary, what can we call them? Assault weapon. I like the way that sounds, assault weapon. That's what I'm going to do from here on out. And thus the term assault weapon was used. And it's so pervasive in today's society, based upon what the gun grabbers have done to set the tone for the conversation, that Fox News uses it. You know, everybody's out. Fox News is the only fair and balanced. They fall prey. They may want to be, but you just got to remember one thing. Whenever you're hearing the news, okay? When you're hearing the news, what you're hearing is something coming out of New York. And most of these people, I saw a firearms demonstration the other day where a Fox News correspondent was there. And the guy had a pistol, and it was the type of pistol used by Officer Wilson to shoot Michael Brown. It was a SIG, 40 caliber, semi-automatic pistol. And first of all, the instructor, quote-unquote, he had his finger on the trigger after he put the weapon in battery, after he put a round in the pipe. That's not safe. But then he's shooting it one-handed, walking down, and the reporter is, he's fascinated and he's terrified all at the same time. Most of your news organizations, when they're out there talking about guns, haven't got an idea of what they're saying. They haven't got a clue about what they're talking about. I saw something the other day where somebody had been attacked by an assault revolver. So, the terminology is a very telling thing when you hear a report of it. And when you hear, and here's the thing, the talking heads, what they do is they see something come down on the AP wire, and then if you could actually watch all the local news and all the other all the news readers, you would hear the same sentence: today another school was attacked by a gunman wielding an assault weapon. And they say that whether they're pro gun or not, but. It's words. And that's all it is. It's words. It's like the gun-free zone. Not seeing a sign that says, no firearms allowed. Those are just words. Those are just words. Now, I live in the world. I try to occupy a space between logic and reality. Logically speaking, words can't defend anything. And words can't change something from what it is. We have many instances where people have defended themselves with an AR-15, some of them as young as 15 years old. And the reason an AR-15 is good for defense is because it's lightweight, doesn't have a heavy recoil, and it has multiple rounds of send down range. And with a little bit of training, somebody can operate it proficiently. And that's what makes it a superb self-defense weapon. The criminals are using handguns. Plain and simple. I don't care if Adam Lanza and James Holmes use them. Spree shooters are an anomaly. It's not going up, it's not going down, it's staying about the same. Don't let the words confuse you. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I got a couple of questions for the gun grabber types out there. That you can feel free to use them. These I put them out there purely as these are the musings I have sometimes. Why, after Sandy Hook, were there so many measures proposed that would have not prevented, that would have done nothing to prevent a Sandy Hook type massacre, but would impede the ability of innocent private citizens to defend themselves against criminal assailants? Why was that a good idea? Why aren't you, gun grabbers, sympathetic to the rights of ordinary citizens whose home security is demonstrably enforced and enhanced by the right to own semi-automatic weapons? Why do you mock the idea that the constitutional right of citizens to bear arms is not just for self-defense or hunting, which the Supreme Court has affirmed in recent years, but as a fallback defense against a tyrannical government? And why does the liberal mind, every time there's a tragedy in society, why do they make this mad rush to some sort of federal, far-reaching, onerous solution? Why is that what you do? Now, I can give you the answers when they start answering you back. As to why we don't, universal background checks was what they wanted. That would have led to a gun registry. Okay? We have historically opposed gun registration because we fear and continue to fear that it could ultimately lead to an attempt to confiscate something that has actually happened in places such as Canada and Great Britain and Australia and California and New York City here in the United States. while the wholesale disarmament would be clearly unconstitutional in this country to begin with, confiscation of guns that you arbitrarily would deem unnecessary or excessively dangerous is easier to imagine, especially when you have Obama's support on The View. Perhaps this fear of confiscation seems paranoid to you. But consider what would happen if the federal government merely enforced existing law through expanded background checks and improved records. Another step that all of you seem to think is self-evidently sensible. This crackdown that you guys want would reveal the folly of the current restrictions, which prohibit gun ownership by several absurdly broad categories of people under the threat of a 5-year prison term. One of Obama's common sense steps is a better sharing of data by federal agencies, including lists of employees or job applicants who have failed drug tests. GU seeking that information seems equally logical. But this is one of those situations where better could be worse. Although better enforcement of existing restrictions on gun ownership seem unobjectionable to you, it would unjustly deny millions of people the right to armed self-defense, which is a good thing for people to be able to defend themselves. Why do you think it isn't? Now, apart from the Second Amendment, okay, how many other amendments to the Constitution have been violated by denying someone the right to purchase a firearm because he is predicted to use the gun illegally based on a psych test? Now you're going to ask, what can be done to further keep these tragedies from happening? I just told you what could be done in places like a school. You've got to harden the target. You've got to make it to where the shooter knows he's going to encounter armed resistance, maybe from many angles. You can look at the soundness of the gun-free zone and realize it isn't sound, it's a sign. And posting these signs identify the gun-free zone, which is what these guys seek. If you really wanted to do something, because that's what politicians have always got to be, they're concerned with the perception that they're trying to do something to make things better. You want to do something that actually has substance, you consider shifting the odds in favor of the good guys. Okay? Not in favor of the bad guys. Gun control makes it easier for the bad guys. But you guys will stoop to all levels. President Barack Obama, he likes to get up on stage in the photo ops with children. He did this to unveil his gun control proposals. He was surrounded by children. Children, of course, don't want bad things to happen. But this would be a genuinely useful insight if you wanted to write public policy in Crayola. You can bet that those children had no sense of the limits of gun control or a proper regard for the Second Amendment when they were up there on the stage. But that was okay because they were with a like-minded person. Obama doesn't either. But the biggest thing about gun control law is just calling it that is a fallacy. It does not control guns. They disarm law-abiding citizens, and that makes it people control. People bent on violence find firearms readily available. If the gun control zealots had any respect for facts. They would have discovered that long ago. There's been 18 studies indicating this. And anybody that looks at those 18 studies and doesn't walk away from that with serious doubt about gun control laws being not merely futile but counterproductive, you guys need to see a psychiatrist. You really do. Interestingly enough, a lot of the most zealous advocates for gun control are also some of the most zealous advocates for leniency against criminals. In Britain, they have been so successful at this that legal gun ownership has been reduced almost to the vanishing point, while even most convicted felons in Britain are not put behind bars. Guns are not the problem. People are the problem, including people who are determined to push gun control laws. In Britain, as a matter of fact, the Ferry family in Britain, there was a shotgun in the house, legally owned shotgun, and they, on the third break-in by the same pair of dudes, the man of the house had had enough of that, and he pulled out a shotgun and shot them. And he and his wife went to jail for self-defense. But if you don't want to have a gun in your home or in your school, that's your choice. But don't be such a fool as to advertise this, that you're gun-free, because then you become a target. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
All right. One more time today, we are back here at the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. I hear crickets. And I shouldn't. Anyway. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. What I'm about to say is not going to be popular. But I have to say it. Now, one of the things that I keep seeing in incidences like the Trayvon Martin incident, the Michael Brown incident, is that these guys are victimized. Never mind that these young people have already put themselves on a slippery slope and putting themselves in positions or in predicaments which can end badly. And they do this. Trayvon Martin was not, you know, some inner city youth. I'm not sure about Michael Brown. Neither one of them, as far as I know, were gang-affiliated. Now, they like to take pictures making gang signs, but that can get you killed. Now, here's the thing. And, you know, I'm going to say this especially to Black America. But this holds true for all of you out there. It holds true for all of you. Black America, to a certain degree, I'm going to give you a slight benefit of the doubt because I know what has been done to you by the liberal policies. I know exactly what's happened to you. But I'm going to say this, okay? If a young person becomes a criminal and stealing cigars and punching a police officer in the face so hard that it breaks his orbital socket, that's criminal. Sorry, sad to say. Attacking somebody because you've been drinking the lean and you're paranoid and everything and beating his head against the pavement, that's criminal. Looting is criminal. Assaults and home invasions are criminal. All of these criminal enterprises that can inadvertently or on purpose hurt somebody else, your little darlings are going to get ventilated. And your protest that these were just little misunderstood good boys and girls are going to fall on deaf ears. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. In a lot of these cases, now, And I'll grant you this, okay? In the Zimmerman case, Zimmerman should never have gotten out of his pickup truck. Never. Shouldn't have done it. Carrying a gun does not mean you go out and look for trouble. But he had broken off and was headed back to his truck when he got jumped on. Okay? That's as far as I'm going to take it. That's as much as I'm going to allow. If I ever get put in that predicament and it's a young person, I'm not going to have one iota of second thought or anything else beyond the physiological changes I'm going to go through if I shoot somebody, because there will be some. And I'll replay it in my head. Yeah, that's going to happen too. But I will be doing it to defend mine and not my stuff, my family. And I will do that quite enthusiastically. We had an incident not too long ago where in a Waffle House, a concealed carry holder, he was sitting there enjoying his scattered, smothered, and covered hash browns, and two guys came in to rob the place with guns at gunpoint. And this guy was coming down the bar with his gun pointed at the concealed carry holder. The concealed carry holder, as he was trained to do, legally allowed to do, pulled out his weapon and shot and killed the guy. Shot and killed the kid. Now, yes, of course, you know, for all of you that are about to scream, but you know what it was about, Bill. Yes, he was a young black American kid. This isn't about black America. Black America is very law-abiding, for the most part. Yes, you have bad actors. We do, too. White America does. Hispanic America does. Asian America does. America does, okay? Enough hyphenation. America has bad actors. Yes, we do. All stripes, all colors. All, both genders, as a matter of fact. Okay? The thing that distresses me the most is that, you know, this gets turned into a racial thing. Let me just simply say this. When I was in the military, I was a Caucasian then. And my platoon and my company was a veritable UN of nationalities. I mean, we had Puerto Ricans and Mexicans, and we had people from Guam, we had people from the Philippines, we had people, black Americans, we had Caucasian Americans. We had a veritable melting pot in the military. And within my platoon, it was about the same thing. And within my platoon, I would have stuck my wife naked holding my newborn son in the middle of a circle of those guys, and they would have protected her and him to the last breath. Because these guys were my brothers. They were my brothers. They, you know, it had nothing to do with where we came from. It had nothing to do with what we looked like. It had everything to do with the way we regarded each other and what we were willing to do for each other. And that was a lot. So, the little darlings out here today, they're making choices, and they're making bad choices. And it's not because of what color they are. And it's not because of, well, in the case of black America, I will say this. Black America have been lied to since the day they became free. Since the day of emancipation, they have been lied to, and they have been mistreated, and they have been misused. But it hasn't been by white folks, unless you want to count the white folks that are liberal. It certainly hasn't been by people like me, because I regard you as the same kind of human being I am. And I suspect... I'd rather just, you know, it just sort of gnaws at me. I kind of think that I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone in this at all. So, getting out there. And playing the victim card. When your little darling did something that you yourselves would never think to do. Please stop that. We're getting no closer to the solution by doing that. And when you do that, you invite the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons and the Don Lemons and all the little racial pimps that just pervade our landscape today. They come trotting to that because there's a camera there. If I ever go criminal, I expect somebody to treat me in a like manner. If I try to use violence to get what I want, there's going to be somebody more violent than me, quicker, better. And they will end me. Maybe it'll be a police officer. Maybe it'll be a concealed carry holder. You know, overwhelmingly, a very big percentage of people that defend themselves with guns today, legally, law-abiding people, are black. Black Americans. So you Americans that are out there doing that day, you, the gun-carrying America, you are my brothers and sisters. You who refuse to be victims. And those of you who can't see past your shortcomings and blame the defender for this, that's an aberration. It's an aberration against humanity. When your little darling turns into a predator, somebody is going to defend themselves. And when that happens, it'll be your little darling's fault, but also it will be partially your fault. You failed them somewhere, the same way these liberal policies have failed you. Two wrongs are not going to make it right. We'll do this again one more time this week in about 22 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.